One of the things it is easy to forget is that one of the powers you have as an individual is to actually decide how much weight anything in your life has. Now, this seems like a very strange thing, but you cannot, of course, control your initial response to something that happens in your life. But there is a very interesting point after that where you actually get to, shall we say, ruminate about how heavy you want an event to be. And when you are not conscious of this, what happens is that most experiences in life begin to gather more weight than they actually should have. And you can usually tell that that is going on in your life when there is something very simple or easy to deal with in front of you, and it feels like too much. It is like, I cannot possibly do this. So that is an indicator that you are registering the experiences of your life as weight and as too much weight. And that is it is very human, but we want to become more and more conscious about it. This is a thing that is very easy to notice in others. When you see someone obsessed about something you know not to be terribly important, but if you look at them, they become fatigued with the weight that they have given something. And part of being conscious is learning to not do that, to say, I feel this, fine, I feel this, but I am not going to carry this as though it weighed more than my own consciousness, than my own right to live. Because if you are carrying too much, you cannot live. There is not enough energy left to actually respond to life as you are in it and as you live it. Once again, a very human thing and something that we all do from time to time. But there is a certain amount of courage that is required to say, I could think about this all the time. I could say to myself, you will not rest or sleep or enjoy life or anything until this thing, whatever it is, comes out the way I want it to. Very human, very human. But also a robber. That is a thief, because all the energy and weight that goes there keeps you from feeling anything but that weight. And over time, you will begin to feel this too much. And the day that a simple thing is no longer simple, that is the day you need to go back and begin to take off the weight of some of the things that are going on in your life. The belief that we must all be careful about is that I will not be happy until, and there is a condition over here. And of course, the brain, because the brain will read the belief, will back that up. And it will say, you are right, you cannot be happy until this happens, or that happens, or this does not happen, or whatever the thing might be. But to lighten something does not mean you don't care about it, or that you don't work for it, or that you don't give it energy. But it does mean that energetically, you do not carry it in a place, whether that is in your physical body or your mind, where there is no energy left to live your life. And in the time that you are in now, as we know you have all noted, you are living, shall we say, in a realm of fear and darkness. And there are some things that are going to have to be worked out, worked through, before this changes in any noticeable way. You cannot stop your life, waiting for that to happen. You can give energy to helping it happen, but you cannot stop. You must continue to feel, to live, to move forward, to do all the things that you are actually able to do. So in the time that you live in, there is an additional challenge about the weight that you carry. And we only need to be conscious about that, because we do not want to allow anything to rob us of the experience of living. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. And as you breathe, breathe in freedom and exhale fear. And feel your body become light. And feel that lightness make a place for your energy to rise. To rise and move through the open crown into the night sky. Of all that is, of the balance, of the light, of the wonder that is the universe, and the universe is past the one we know. And find that one of the stars has made a path for you. And allow yourself to move on that path toward a place that has been prepared for you. And feel that gates that are of that starlight open, and you step into your own. Breathing the energy that heals and enlightens, fills you. And know that everything you breathe in this place goes to the place in you that it is needed. And that all of the energy that you breathe in has love in it. Now see that in the place where you are, there is water to refresh your spirit. And drink that water, or be in it, and let it wash away all of the burden you may have been carrying. Now see the plateau, and move up on that plateau. Stay in the beauty of this light, and know that your teacher waits for you. take this time to be with your teacher. Your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, know that gift. Teacher who has come to be with you. And receive the teacher's blessing. And begin to walk in peace down to this place that is your place. Coming on to the path of light that your star has made. Feeling your light as a light in the universe. Coming in freedom back to the night sky. Into the room. a service. Find a message or a gift for those who sit here with you. Grounded in your body.